broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The New England Patriots release receiver Antonio Brown. The 31-year-old's been under investigation following accusations of sexual assault. Brown played one game for the Patriots. He was released by Oakland earlier this month. President Trump today announcing new sanctions against Iran.
We have just sanctioned the Iranian National Bank. That is their central banking system, and it's going to be at the highest level of sanctions.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said he believes Iran is behind last weekend's attack on a Saudi oil facility. Iran denies it was involved and warns of all-out war if it's attacked. Stocks closing lower today over renewed investor concerns about China trade issues. The Dow down 160 points, the S&P falling 15, with the NASDAQ 65 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for Rambo number 5.
One, two, three, four, five. Didn't know John Rambo was still alive at the theater around the corner. Some people said they're gonna see it, but I really don't wanna. Storyline and the plot is weak, cause Sly Stallone is 93. I like First Blood, Second Blood, Third Blood too, but the fourth sequel, I wish that it was through. Doesn't Stallone know we're sick of it? But then again, he made Rocky 6. Come on, Sly, it's no good, I'm not a liar. It's time to retire. A whole lot of wrinkles on Stallone. Why don't you just leave us alone? Another Rambo movie we don't need. Just go and join AARP. I don't care how the story
ends.
Thanks, Betty. Okay, fellas, it's party time.
Yes.
One, two, three, four, five. Everybody in the limo. Come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The wife's out of town, so I think I really want to call some names from my little
MacBook. How about that for a disco mix?
Guaranteed to make this party cook.
I haven't done that in 40 years. We have a stunning guest in our studio, Allison Spears.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Stunning. I like that word.
Oh, no.
I don't get called stunning often.
You know, this is going to be, you know, I get a little awkward around beautiful women. So please understand if you hear any of that. Welcome.
Thank you.
She is one of our guest sidekicks, and Seth is coming in, correct?
Yes, Seth is coming.
Rosie is with us today, and who do
Papa John.
Hello, Papa John. What's up?
Hey, God, I'm just trying to do a full public service message. There seems to be a fire in the median on 85 between the mile mark 11 and 12. And I thought it was just affecting the north side, but I can see now the south side looks like it's backed up maybe all the way back to Taylor Road. So if you can find an alternative route, please do so, because it's backed up and slowed way down.
This is 85 southbound or northbound?
Well, it's doing both ways because the fire's in the median. Now, the fire officials are on site putting it out, but it's still people rubbernecking, and there's a lot of traffic backed up on both sides.
We appreciate the heads up.
Thanks,
okay,
Papa
buddy.
John.
Talk to you later.
Mm-hmm.
Bye,
remember.
Bye.
Everybody remain calm! I am a fire marshal!
You accomplished nothing by slowing down to what?
When will they ever learn?
Good question. Allison, what prompted you to call and participate in our sidekick program here?
Well, I had a friend that prompted me, but I guess you could say that I have this well-known fact about Allison. She loves to talk. So apparently everybody feels like I should be here. So here we are.
It's great to have you here.
Thanks.
We're going to take a break here for news and weather, but when we come back, we'll start asking nosy and personal questions.
Sounds fun.
And maybe I'll get out my Mr. Microphone.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
There you go.
That's from the
adorable
Rich Thomas collection. His forecast coming up. Nice this morning, wasn't it?
Yes.
Like 64 degrees. How long we've waited for that. But rain, when are we going to get some of that? Rich will be along in a moment.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
The Depot Furniture Gallery is stocked full of new truckloads of beautiful rustic furniture all throughout Alabama. The rustic look is in high demand, and the Depot Furniture Gallery has beautiful choices to choose from.
If the absolute best selection of rustic furniture in the entire river region is what you're looking for, you have a new option at Rustic Relics at 706 2nd Avenue in Clanton. When we visited the Depot Furniture Gallery, I just fell in love with that rustic style of furniture, especially the pieces with the sliding barn doors.
Entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee and end tables, and more at the Depot Furniture Gallery, located inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations in Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, Arab, and now inside Rustic Relics in Clanton.
For more info, visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Ellis Heskew with Alabama News Network. Alabama has again set a new record low unemployment rate. Alabama's August unemployment rate is 3.1%, down from July's rate of 3.3%. Wilcox County remains the highest unemployment at 6.9%. U.S. Senator Richard Shelby today announced that five local airports across the state of Alabama will receive $2.63 million in FAA grants. The federal funding was awarded by the U.S. Department of Transportation for various airport improvements to support infrastructure construction, safety advances, and equipment acquisition. And Governor Kay Ivey is undergoing surgery for lung cancer today. She made the announcement yesterday. Governor Ivey says over the past few weeks, her longtime family doctor found a spot on her lung during a routine exam. Ivey says more tests confirmed that it was a small tumor. This morning, Governor Ivey had an outpatient procedure at UAB. I'm Ellis Heskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I wouldn't say it feels like fall, but it certainly feels better than it was earlier in the week. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Overnight low temperature falls to a very tolerable 65. Then for tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. I think it's going to be a nice day, tolerable humidity, lots of sun, high around 90. We're back to the mid to upper 60s tomorrow night. And then Sunday, with a high temperature up to about 93, we're still dry. And I think the mid-90s will be back with us on Monday and Tuesday. Still no rain, and fall officially begins on Monday in the pre-dawn hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CBNS Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here's Trudeau.
I'm sorry.
I made a mistake.
So sorry.
I shouldn't have done
that.
I am deeply sorry.
I didn't know.
This is something I deeply regret.
Love could be so cruel.
I never should have done.
Oh, yeah.
I am deeply sorry.
You tell me.
Now we know better.
Mistake.
I am sorry.
Please accept my apology.
I shouldn't have done that. Never should have done.
And I was too blind.
I made a mistake.
Yeah, he's sorry, all right. He gets to keep his job. If he was a conservative, he would have been run out of office within 24 hours. This double standard crap just makes me nuts. Welcome to Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Rosie's here. Allison Spears who in 5 minutes has told me the most amazing story about herself, is one of our guest sidekicks. And Allison, the person we're about to bring on the air, is known as Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, Chad. Hey, Chad.
What's happening, guys and ladies? I see you just played Woke Bro, as I call him now. Woke, he's now woke.
Right? And I guess he's come out today and said there's other pictures, too. Apparently, this blackface bit with Trudeau is habit-forming.
You know what, Greg? I'm 57 years old. No time in my lifetime was it ever acceptable for me to be in blackface. I mean, like...
No.
You know, and I'm not the son of a famous prime minister of Canada either.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, I know the most recent one he had was, what, 2001? And I don't know. But if you can't remember, if you've done it so many times, you can't remember how many times.
Did you see that picture of him at that Arabian Nights party? Not only was he in blackface, but his right hand was, his index finger was almost in the cleavage section of the woman he was standing next to.
Right.
But I guess it's a big thrill to be a woman and standing next to Mr. Trudeau.
The prime minister's son, yeah. That's probably why he got away with it, too.
Would not excite me.
So does this mean he...
Glad to hear that.
Does this mean he suffers from blackface privilege?
I see what you just did there. You just invented a new social term.
Blackface privilege. But conservatives don't.
No, because, see, they know that deep inside our hearts we're filled with hate, and that's why we don't get away with it.
Why would we want to?
Who the hell would think of doing that?
That's my question. What planet are you on in 2001? Did you think that would be appropriate conduct anywhere? I look at that and I'm like, this is not a picture from a sorority step thing back in the 1950s or 40s. This is 2001.
Yeah.
You know? So, but anyway, I know we don't want to have all the heavy stuff on a Friday. So,
look, it needs to come up because I'm sick of this stuff.
Yeah. It does. I mean, it's the usual. I tell you, Tucker Carlson really nailed Don Lemon on it last night for his hypocrisy, because you will remember that, what's her name, who was at Fox News and did the debate, and she quit and ended up on NBC.
Megyn Kelly. Anybody seen Megyn Kelly lately?
Megyn Kelly got canned from NBC for making a comment about how blackface could be appropriate in a costume, like a Halloween thing. And everybody went crazy over it.
Well, she got canned, but NBC still had to pay her rest of the $60 million.
Don Lemon just tore her up and down and said she was old enough to know that it was never proper during her time. But last night, Don Lemon is actually defending the prime minister, saying, well, he's apologized, and we don't see our politicians often apologize. I'm like,
oh, brother.
You hypocrite, you know? Well, I'm like, it's really what it comes down to is we have liberal blackface privilege and then just regular blackface, you know? So we all know what the... And this is why Trump's going to win again.
Yeah.
You know, did you see the interview that is, I think, Gateway Pundit sent somebody into deep blue Minnesota, into the rural country that was supposedly Democrat, and every person that was interviewed said they're absolutely voting for Trump, some for the first time and some again.
Well, I think the polls are skewed for one reason. It's gotten to the point we've seen so many attacks on people for wearing a MAGA hat.
Right.
Our guest in the last hour, Damon, you know, the gentleman that Larry Stevens brought in, said he has to face the ridicule because he's not goose-stepping.
Right.
It's crazy.
He stepped off the plantation. That's exactly right. So it was interesting. I don't know if you know this, but the Gallup poll has Trump at like 44.4%, right? That is a point higher than Obama was polling in the Gallup poll this time in his third year as president.
I think you have to add 10 to whatever number they come up with.
Well, yeah, Rasmussen's got it at 50, and Rasmussen called the election really well.
Yes,
so,
they did.
You know. So anyway, listen, you guys have a great weekend. Play Germany for me if you get a chance.
All right, Norm's Germany, that's coming up. Allison Spears is our guest sidekick. During the break, we were just talking. You have had an amazing year.
I had an interesting summer. I had a very, interesting couple of years.
I want to use this as a tease because your story's remarkable, and we'll come back to it after this break.
I get to tease people? Ooh.
It is 416. If your car's in a wreck, you know the drill. If you've been driving for any length of time, that horrible crunching sound, you check to make sure yourself, everybody that might be with you is okay. And then you step out of the vehicle to take a look at your car that used to look so nice. And now it's got that accordion look. And you see broken glass on the pavement and all the rest of it. And then, you know, there's a long process of bureaucracy, police reports, insurance adjusters, yada, yada, yada. At the end, though, of all that grief, if you take your car to Montgomery Paint and Body, you are going to be presented with a vehicle that looks as good as new, maybe better. That is not an idle thought or a cute thing they tell me to say. We've all had the experience here. It's not that we're bad drivers. I had the mailbox attacks year before last. Rich has been rear-ended by some reckless people. Emily J., somebody damaged his car and a lot didn't even leave a note saying sorry. Those kinds of things happen as well. At Montgomery Paint and Body, they skip no part in the repair process. They're either going to do it all or they're not going to do it at all. And that's a Turner family principle that was established when they first opened 3.5 decades ago. So count on the best. You pay those premiums, you're entitled to the best possible result from Montgomery Paint and Body. 27 Wreck with a W on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Seriously the best.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
As we roll on through the 4 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees another big jam up for you. It is on I-85 South just before Chantilly Parkway exit. Traffic there is at a virtual standstill. We'll keep you posted on what's going on there. If you're on the Boulevard, it's extremely busy all the way around, especially from Baptist Hospital to the Atlanta Highway. We see a crowd headed out towards Wetumpka on Highway 231. I-65 is your salvation this afternoon. There's no delays or slowdowns. Everybody's up at a speed limit right there. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 23rd to October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The Feedlot and Pike Road is wide open for business. Located at the intersection of Pike Road and Merriweather Road, get a variety of all deer plot mixes and Pennington Rackmaster seeds. 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for $16.50. Record Rack Sportsman's Deer Feed, 50-pound bags for $13. All gates and fencing supplies for your cattle as well. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, and Saturday, 7:30 to noon. The Feedlot in Pike Road.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but... In the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. It had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. Then about 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. And this time they have that guy, Schrankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking about. But you'd think at that point the world will go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think, you're Mars or something?
422, we're not supposed to use the radio to address personal situations, but I would like to alert my cable company.
Wow!
You guys, the internet's down at my house, and we need to get this fixed. My wife is not handling this well. 422, in the studio with us, part of our guest sidekick program is Allison Spears. And Allison, you were telling us before the break about something that happened. When did you first learn that you had?
Let's see. Well, in June.
In June. That's very recent.
Very, very recent.
And what, you went to the doctor on a regular basis, or did you have symptoms of something?
Well,
and what happened?
I guess a few weeks before that. So this was mid-June. I went to a neurology appointment because I had some weakness on my left side. Of course, you start to think, okay, maybe this is a stroke, or you do the awful, I recommend never Google symptoms.
My mind always goes to the most fatal possibility whenever I have a symptom.
Well, when you have that fatal possibility, the interesting thing is I think in my mind thought, it's not fatal. There's nothing wrong. This is normal.
You're very young.
I'm young. I'm healthy. I do the things they tell you to do, like, you know, eat your vegetables and work out. And you know, I quit smoking and quit doing all the crazy college. You know, you try to do the stuff that, because you're getting older. Well, funny enough, I ended up visiting a neurologist and was told, hey, you're needing to go immediately to UAB. So it was that instantaneous, your world changes within a heartbeat.
Wow. So and because?
Because what they saw on a scan that they had done was a extremely large tumor in the base of my brain.
Wow.
Exactly. Wow. Which explained a lot, I do believe, because part of the symptoms that you find out as you learn about these things, once you really do learn, is that it affects everything from your personality, from your short-term memory, to your functionality, coordination. You know, talk about wrecking cars. I totaled two over a year and a half. You know, you wouldn't have known that just your processing speed was just a little off. And
wow.
You know, things that I think we all can agree. You know, you get a little older, your eyesight gets a little blurry, or things just, you know, my hands hurt. I type, I text. It was those things that you really, it was so subtle, and it was gradual. But yes, I was told, hey, guess what? You've got a very large mass in the base of your brain, so up we go to Birmingham.
How long did you have to wait before you made that trip from the time your doctor
from
notified?
That was instantaneously. Previously, it took about, I'd say, 2 to 3 weeks of just kind of not knowing what was going on you've got low vitamin levels and weird things, so we'll see.
So your local doctor says you have this large mass.
Right.
And how
soon
were you?
So the local neurologist says, you're going straight to UAB because this is way more than we can deal with. And he dropped his head in a waiting room, God bless him, and said a prayer. And that's when you go, this is real.
Oh, man.
Yeah, oh, man. Like, pack a bag and we'll see you when you get there. I was told, here's the doctor or surgeon you're going to see, and off we go. That turned to a stage 4 diagnosis of brain cancer.
Stage 4 is pretty...
Usually when they say stage 4, that typically means that you're past a progression of, you know, treatable in a sense of... Typically, you're going to have some long-term damage, if not, you know, obviously, my 37 years on this earth would have been cut short, you know.
Oh,
we
man.
Could have been cut to that. That's it. 37. That would have been, you know, possibly it. Or I could have possibly had, you know, another 2 years at best.
But you're here, so.
But they were all very shocked because I was, you know, I guess already defying odds in a sense of, I wasn't presenting as though someone had, you know, as someone would with stage four brain cancer, a tumor in their brain that is affecting everything from motor skills. I mean, they were literally shocked.
I hope everybody that's feeling sorry for themselves today listening to Allison is now feeling better about the day you're having.
Because you can always have a worse day, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, and it's surprising. So many people have had those days that they, you know, you get your world rocked in about 2 seconds flat.
Big time.
Yeah.
So you go to UAB. What happened once you were up there?
UAB was a fun experience. I'll say that. The short version, within 72 hours, I was diagnosed, like I said. I was scheduled for an awake craniotomy. Was told that...
Awake?
Yes, awake.
They go into your head while you're still conscious.
Oh, yes. They put you to sleep. They...
And I get crazy over a filling in my teeth.
Right? Exactly. They cut your skull open and then they wake you up because, amazing things, your brain does not feel pain like the rest of your body does. You know, thankfully, I didn't have to experience that because I will say that there is still a thing called miracles, and they do absolutely exist. And at that moment, I can honestly say I had more people across the country, from children to you name it, that prayed and that collectively came together, sent that energy of love and just sent that my way. And I laid in an MRI while my family was being told that, you know, hey, this is what's going to happen. And the next day, God took care of it. The next day, he proved to me what I already knew was a sense of, hey, what they saw previously, they were shocked because it had disappeared. Tumors don't just go away.
So, and there's no mistaking that there was a tumor there.
No mistake.
And no mistake just that it was there.
And yeah, the scarring, I still have scarring. I have gone through more testing and more things that I can tell you. But, you know, there are things where even myself, I think I had that moment of, okay, this doesn't just disappear. And it's still there. And I have wonderful technology of CT scans and MRIs and all the things in the world that one would need to say, yeah, this absolutely did happen. And you know, I even in the back of my mind, no pun intended, kind of had that feeling of, you know, you expect something else to be wrong, like something was a mistake. Surely this is, you know, these things don't really happen to me. You know, why would this happen to me, especially? And I do think it is that, it's that impossible belief that the impossible does happen. I saw children, and I say children because they are in med school, at UAB, who had renewed hope in the fact that they typically see people on their last leg and that are not in a situation to be able to smile when people are there to greet them. You know, it was just one of those experiences when you absolutely know you're being used for a bigger purpose than yourself. And that, yes, real, it is very real. God really does exist. He really does bring miracles. And yeah, some days are crud for a lot of people. Even I've had those days that you wake up and say, okay, why in the world am I still here? Wow. You know, in a sense of, there's people that get taken from you a lot of times, but cancer is it's a bad dude. And I fought it unknowingly for a very long time, which was a very interesting thing.
So the tumor's gone.
It is, yeah.
Have you had any radiation?
I did not have, you know, that's why I say it was the most... In a sense of, I did everything that a person probably, I guess you could say, would have done to best help themselves had they been diagnosed and known. Mm-hmm. I did every correction of adapt, of you don't quit, you just get up and you shift your mindset that day. And I am an absolute huge believer, especially looking back now, that how you present the thought, if I were to tell you you're sick and you're going to die, you know, you take that, you carry that around with you. I really did not believe anything other than, you know, I had absolute faith. This was not it for me. No, I'm not, you know, this is not happening. I don't care if they found this. I'm just going to continue to do what I can.
So 3 months ago, Allison's diagnosed with stage 4 right. brain cancer. Yeah. Here she is.
So I'm here, yeah.
You're a miracle.
I am a walking miracle, yeah. And it took me a little while to even be able to say that and not feel, you know, to not feel just odd in saying that, because it is an odd experience to be that sick and wow. really unknowingly, and then to know how sick you are once you're better. And it was instantaneous.
When we come back, I want to talk to you about something involving the brain that I did today and have been doing. That's just amazing.
Yeah, the brain's quite a very interesting, ever-going learning subject.
You know what? I had the perfect drop for this conversation. And I believe it comes from The Wizard of Oz.
Good moving.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
See, that's my situation.
I'd unravel every riddle.
It is 4:32. We're going to check traffic, Rich's forecast, your local news, and then we're back. Allison Spears is our guest sidekick. Rosie on the phone, 272-9228, and we are taking requests since it is Friday.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling through the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, and our traffic is really busy on I-85, and we have figured out why. There's a grass fire on I-85 just past exit 11. That's the Chantilly exit, so traffic is really slow in that area. If you encounter smoke, slow yourself down and be careful. There's a lot of traffic leaving the downtown area on Madison Avenue, so it's jamming up on the Atlanta Highway as well, so be careful in that vicinity. If you're on Taylor Road, it is going to be a jam all the way from the Atlanta Highway out to Vaughan Road. Get ready for the slowdown in the downtown area, both on I-65 and on I-85 around the interchange, and let's get our weekend started safely. Get ready for fall at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Happy Flashback Friday. And might I say, you look just as amazing now as you did last Friday.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it could be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
Montgomery area, helpwanted.com. Presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Ellis Heskew with Alabama News Network. U.S. Senator Richard Shelby today announced that five local airports across the state of Alabama will receive $2.63 million in FAA grants. The federal funding was awarded by the U.S. Department of Transportation for various airport improvements to support infrastructure construction, safety advances, and equipment acquisition. Alabama has again set a new record low unemployment rate. Alabama's August unemployment rate is 3.1%, down from July's rate of 3.3%. Wilcox County remains the highest unemployment at 6.9%. And Governor Kay Ivey is undergoing surgery for lung cancer today. She made the announcement yesterday. Governor Ivey says over the past few weeks, her longtime family doctor found a spot on her lung during a routine exam. Ivey says more tests confirmed that it was a small tumor. This morning, Governor Ivey had an outpatient procedure at UAB. I'm Ellis Heskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I wouldn't say it feels like fall, but it certainly feels better than it was earlier in the week. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Overnight low temperature falls to a very tolerable 65. Then for tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. I think it's going to be a nice day. Tolerable humidity, lots of sun, high around 90. We're back to the mid to upper 60s tomorrow night. And then Sunday, with a high temperature up to about 93, we're still dry. And I think the mid-90s will be back with us on Monday and Tuesday. Still no rain, and fall officially begins on Monday in the pre-dawn hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, I find more friends are always using that messaging utility. I must tell them not to Twitter me. I never respond to what are you doing, 'cause nothing ever comes to me. I have no words of wisdom, don't Twitter me. Twitter me, Twitter me, and you'll get nothing back on your screen, 'cause I will never answer if you Twitter me.
You know, the song to that parody is based on Let It Be. I could have saved myself hundreds of thousands of dollars in therapy costs if I had just...
Let it be.
Let it be. Best advice on the planet. The beautiful people are here this afternoon. Well, excluding me.
No.
You are.
No, I raised my own by being able to sit in your presence. Rosie, Seth Spotlow is here.
Woohoo!
Can I show my happiness?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. It's been a week. Oh, my gosh. Woo.
Glad you could make it. And Allison Spears. Now, who was it that was prompting you to...
A good friend of mine, David Robertson. He does... He
photographer does here
they
in Montgomery.
They do photography. They've been around for a long time.
In the courtyard.
Yeah. It used to be a courtyard. Now they're downtown Montgomery.
Right.
So, yeah.
I wonder if that's the group they sent us to a few years ago.
If you've ever
probably...
Had, you know, the school photos, you know, the old oil portraits. I'm having the Friday mouth messing up.
Seth, were you listening when Allison was telling her amazing story? She was diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer in June of this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy stuff.
She got a miracle.
And then I got a miracle. And then they were like, blew everybody's minds, myself, again, no pun intended, myself included. And so, yeah, so I it was like, here, shut your whole world down. Everything you were doing before, stop. We're just going to stop that.
I mean, at some point you must have thought, well, my clock is ticking.
You know, it's so interesting because I literally did go through my own funeral in a way. I mean, you watch people that, your family, your friends, and I have a 13-year-old daughter. I have, you know, it's just all the people that you have touched across your life. And when you have that opportunity, it's almost a gift in a way, because you really do get to see the impact you had. People do take the time to say, I love you. They do take the moment to say, hey, this is how you've impacted my life. And I will say that I have had the very fortunate experience to have met a ton of people across the country, you know, and other countries even, that, you know, I got to share a lot of myself with over the years. And when that comes pouring back to you in ways that you couldn't expect, it was a harrowing experience.
You lived
but
the
there
movie.
Was also some really cool parts to it, too.
That's so awesome. You seem so positive about it, too.
You can, well, and that's what I was telling them earlier. It is a mindset, I think, of a lot of times we have a tendency to want to dwell on a bad thought, and I've done it myself. I mean, there's days where, trust me, you just go, oh my God, you know, when you're thinking of, I almost just checked out, and I could sit there and
I've always
feel
been
sorry for myself, but
God,
what you gonna do?
You've got to be. It makes everything better.
You live the movie. It's a Wonderful Life. Do you know that movie? You're very young.
Yeah, I do. I do know that movie. That's like the Christmas movie
it.
Or something, right? No.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, I do.
I've never seen it.
You are going on December 7th to the Capri Theater.
Cool.
Black and white, is that right?
I'm done.
Yes.
That's probably why he hasn't seen it.
Oh.
No, I like old school stuff.
It's
like
wonderful.
Okay. Oh,
it's the best movie.
Actually, I think Ted Turner.
The Angels Get Their Wings.
He colorized it, didn't he?
I believe he did, yeah. And it wasn't the same movie. It's like Andy Griffith. Do you know who that is?
I sure do.
So different when it was changed.
I may look young,
yeah.
But
Andy Griffith to me was far more authentic in black and white than color. Everything looked fake, like it was a TV set or stage.
Like Perry Mason. I think they tried that with him, and it just was not the same show.
There was one episode they did in color, if
terrible.
I'm not mistaken. Yeah, big mistake. It's 4:42. I just want to touch briefly on something I did before I came here today. It's a new treatment and infusion. I assist microcurrent neurofeedback.
Mm-hmm.
You sit in a chair. It's very comfortable. You don't feel a darn thing. Well, they run microcurrent through some nods they attach to your forehead, the back of your head,
Nodules.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the neurofeedback stimulates the brain at a micro level, creating a temporary fluctuation in brain waves. You can watch all of this on a screen that's right in front of you. And this allows the brain to reset or reorganize itself, releasing itself from its frozen or stuck patterns.
Mm-hmm.
This is state-of-the-art technology. And truly, the people that went to the seminar on this particular treatment got to ask the questions to get the full thing. This is very difficult to describe in a short amount of time, but it's been effective. We had a caller from a listener whose friend went because she had Parkinson's, and she got immediate relief from the symptoms.
Tremors, yeah.
But they've used this with everything from people with chronic migraines, chronic fatigue, autism spectrum disorders, ADD, ADHD. It's helped some people reduce their addiction impulses,
mm-hmm.
For smoking, alcohol. They've treated people with epilepsy, and it's been approved after a massive test with the VA. And if you're interested in this or any of the other miracles available at Infusion Cryo and Laser, call them at 296-1662. They close in about 15 minutes. Arrange a consultation for this or to learn about cryotherapy or IV vitamin therapy. It's truly amazing stuff, and it works. Infusion Cryo and Laser. com, Fox Business in a moment.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Here it comes, radio's most exciting game for fabulous prizes, the Name Game. Do you have a name? Incredible prizes can be yours just by playing Blue Water Broadcasting's The Name Game.
Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our station website.
Win fantastic prizes such as a cruise, a big screen TV, dining experiences, and jewelry.
We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? Lucky you. You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. It's the Name Game from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Week after reports that a Chinese trade delegation would be returning home earlier than expected, with President Trump saying today,
"We're looking for a complete deal. I'm not looking for a partial deal. China has been starting to buy
our agricultural product, if you noticed, over the last week, and actually some very big purchases. But that's not what I'm looking for. We're looking for the big deal.
The president saying he doesn't feel he needs to secure a trade deal with China before next year's election. With the Dow falling 160 points, NASDAQ down 65, S&P 500 down 15. And shares of streaming media player Roku tanking 19% for the worst ever weekly performance as investors continue to express concerns over increasing competition. This week's sell-off was highlighted after Comcast said it will start giving away its Xfinity Flex streaming media player for free to those who subscribe to the cable operators' internet-only plans. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. FORHIMS.com/joy.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hopeful that the talks will still occur. I think this is...
I can hardly concentrate on what Rand Paul is saying. His hair is so sexy. Nuclear weapons
testing. Guys, get the hairstyle women are crazy about. The Rand Paul style.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo. It'll leave your grown out natural curls on top, but also works as a conditioner to relax the hair on the sides.
Giving you the randiest style all the women want on their man.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
The Rand Paul style.
It's a bipartisan hairstyle. Straight and curly.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo and conditioner.
Well, as we heard in the movie Casablanca,
I'm shocked.
Alabama is trailing Auburn in participation on this week's Duncan and Some Predictathon. We got to get this fixed, gang.
Wow.
Because you make a prediction, you stand to get an extra $100 in service from Don Duncan All-American Tower and Auto. If you correctly predict either one of those games, it'd be amazing if somebody did both. The odds on that would be astronomical. Go to my Facebook page. You don't have to be a friend or anything else. Just look for the logos. Make a prediction on the game. But right now, Auburn is kicking Alabama's butt. So, Crimson Tide Nation, let's get going here.
Last year, didn't it like stack on top of each other for like the whole season or something like that, wasn't it? Didn't nobody pick the right one?
We went almost 10 weeks, I think, without a winner.
Yeah. That was
this year we had a winner the first week.
I saw that, and I was like, well.
But you got to get both sides of the score. Each week we've had a number of people pick the correct number of points for either team. But you got to get the whole thing. So please visit my Facebook page. And also shared a great collection of photos, videos from the graduation of Joey Clark.
Oh.
Were you there?
Of course.
Yes.
Poking you.
It's not that you're not memorable, Seth. I noticed you've been having a lively conversation with Allison Spears, our guest sidekick today. About this amazing story.
Yes, it's insane. So positive. I love it.
Yes.
Much negativity in the world.
I'm just a ray of, you know, rainbows and sunshine and... Unicorns.
Let me ask this. You're told you have stage 4 brain cancer.
Yeah.
How did you approach this with your teenage daughter?
Yeah, that's something interesting because, and here's the, as a mom, and I think any parent goes through that nightmare of you just, and I still kind of have that moment of, okay, you know, the only thing you care about is that they're okay.
Yeah.
You know, those moments that nothing else in the world matters. It's could go through, you know, a million terrible things. As long as I know my daughter's fine, I'll be fine. And she was, you know, and it was also that face that I had to put on of, you know, I will be fine for her sake, no matter what. how my daughter found out was actually the neurosurgeons. Again, this happened so quickly that the neurosurgeons had called my mother, and she's an attorney down in a little small town that I live in. And so my daughter had had volleyball practice and had walked across the street to her grandma's office, and she happens to overhear the conversation. And it was, you know, them telling us. So it, you know, it devastates people in that sense of, it's even my daughter. I mean, it definitely was a, she tried to hold on to it, but she couldn't. How do you tell your kids that, you know? Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, she had to hear it, and she kind of had that reality check quickly, and she also got the biggest gift she could have asked for, too.
That made her grow up quick.
My kid had to grow up quick a long time ago, so it just made her grow up even more to the extent that I go, man, you're going to be one, you know, kick butt individual one day.
An amazing story. All right, let's talk to Andrew. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone, and I'm glad that you're okay, and I hope you stay okay, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Question, do you have to go back frequently for...
Actually, I just got news, so I guess I have been all cleared of everything. It was kind of even I myself was expecting something else to happen, and nothing else did. It was that all clear of, yeah, you absolutely got a miracle, and amazing. So I will take it, and I'm getting through the scar on the brain that I still have my communication. I might need to go check out the infusion therapy. Yes. Yeah, I'll just leave you hanging there. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at high fives sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to, I heard your shock, I say, from Casablanca, and I was calling about another cancer that is now free, and that is awesome. Antonio Brown got cut by the Patriots.
This guy has to be the biggest imbecile in sports, or at least a close second to Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, my Lord. I mean, he lost his helmet deal. He's lost his Nike deal. He has no longer guaranteed anything. I think
he goes to the Patriots. They give him a $15 million deal for this year after all the grief he caused Oakland.
And my beloved Raiders.
Yeah, and now it's just unbelievable.
Well, I wish you all the best in the world, ma'am. And, Greg, you stay out of trouble. And when you get a chance, give Joey a big wet kiss on the cheek from me.
Join. I'll pass that right along.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Thanks. Let's say good afternoon to Jim.
Good afternoon. How are y'all be today?
I'll tell you what. I've had a day-changing guest here in the studio. Well, two of them, really. It's good to see Seth, of course. But Allison Spears and the amazing story she's told us over the last hour.
Well, I'm proud for her.
What's on your mind today, besides the fact that the Cardinals are leading the Cubs 2-1 in the ninth inning? That's a big game there, Seth.
I'm hoping Alabama wins 52-17 over the Southern Miss.
Well, I can't. We're not taking predictions over the air. Can you have access?
I'm sorry.
Just go to my Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to be a friend. You have a Facebook account?
No, sir.
All right. I'm going to make a rare exception here. I've learned that it's good to go the extra distance for somebody from our inspiring guest. Okay, so
52-17.
And I'm going to have you give Rosie your full name off the air, okay? So I will post that for him.
That's awesome.
It never occurred to me that somebody doesn't have a Facebook account.
I try to stay off that as much as possible.
A lot of people don't these days.
Terrible.
It's like the new cool. Yeah.
Well, I think there's a lot of fatigue with social media. You know, I love
it's
Facebook.
It's exhausting.
It is.
I love
everything
talking to people
exhausting.
In person.
It is a part-time job for me, and I love it because it helps me promote what we do on the show, promote our sponsors, and
it has
and
its place.
Events.
But like you said, some people don't even know how to talk to people in person anymore.
This is true.
All right.
I'm the only person that calls people.
You too.
So you're one of those. Well, there's some people that are like, I only text.
See, but here's the thing. I hate talking on the phone. Because I do it for 6 hours a day. So...
I can understand that.
There's something very appealing about silence.
When I started hanging out with Joey, I would call him. And he didn't want to answer. And I don't text because I have a child and I'm busy. I have jobs and stuff, you know. But then he learned that if he answered, we would talk for 3 minutes and get everything done. And then I'd be done. Because I don't want to talk forever. I just don't want to text.
Sometimes it does take a lot longer to text. I mean, it's not as convenient as people make it out.
I can't convey all of this via text.
Exactly. You need voice inflection.
Mm-hmm.
I got Jim's information.
That's what emojis are for. Right?
Well, if you speak emoji, this is what we do at my house. We say hard eyes, or, you know, we don't, you know, if emojis could be spoken, I think that's what people should walk around and do.
Sometimes somebody will send me a note during the show or while I'm driving, and I will just send back a smiley face. I saw your text. Thank you. I always feel so cheesy and cheap when I do that.
Well, it's an acknowledgement.
Yeah. And you're a rock star, man. You get thousands of those every day.
Yeah.
It is. There does become a point, though, where you have the, am I responsible for constantly, I mean, it sounds so terrible to say that, but it is overwhelming.
I used to work for a group called Styx.
Styx? Really?
Yeah. Do you know who that is?
Are we talking about the band Styx?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I do, of course. See? Was this a side bet going on over here?
No.
I don't know. I just saw a look.
No, he really did. He really did.
I'll show you my albums in a minute. It is 4:57. Jack Ingram's signature used cars. When you're looking for wheels for a new driver, in the category of cars under $10,000, they have a number of options that are real safe vehicles. My daughter's first car was a Volkswagen Jetta. They have one of those in there for $6,800. And one thing you don't want a new driver to have to learn how to do is call AAA or deal with roadside emergencies. The cars that earn their way into this category are cars that offer thousands of dependable driving miles, in addition to gleaming bodies with good vehicle histories, clean and pristine interiors. You can shop with confidence. For those of you, I've told you myself, I think when I got to town, my credit score was about 2. So the process of rebuilding credit is very easy when you have people like Jack Ingram who have 22 different financing programs available. They can pretty much work with anybody's situation. So if your credit concerns have kept you from buying, go over and see Tip and the incredible team. Greg, the finance guy, they'll jump through every hoop to get you into a decent set of wheels, a really good set of wheels, and a loan that you can live with. Stop by 235 Northeastern Bypass or shop online by price category, by type of vehicle, and by brand name at jackingram.com. Traffic at 4:50.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
We're rolling closer to a weekend in Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic is looking around the river region. I-85 is starting to move again out in the Chantilly Parkway area. There was a grass fire there earlier, and traffic is still kind of backed up. Once you get into town, look out when you get around the interchange, because we're starting to see the traffic build up there. If you're going to I-65 north towards Prattville, we don't see any problems that way. Traffic on the 31s looks good this afternoon. Let's just be careful, keep your eyes open, and watch out for the cars around you in this busy afternoon traffic. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than the quality of legal services.